Let's take a look at a new feature of Silverlight 3 that helps make your application smaller and therefore easier to deploy. I'm in Visual Studio. I'm running as administrator. Let's just do File New Website for 1 second. And we'll go ahead and make an empty website. I'll just go for my local IIS and I'll call this Video Test Site, something like that. We'll OK it. So Visual Studio is just going to make me a website. Okay, so I've got a new website. Let's add a Silverlight project to that. So let's just do File, New Project, or sorry, File, Add, New Project. And we'll go for a Silverlight application. We'll call this, let me put this in Ctemp, and we'll call it Website App 1. Okay, so that's a Silverlight application. We're going to add that into the existing website, and everything else is pretty good, so that's cool. So we have a reference. If you look at this, we have a reference now from this website to this Silverlight project. And I'm just going to get rid of this ASPX page because I don't really need it. And let's just set that as a start page. Okay, great. So we've got a Silverlight application hosted on that website. Let's go and add another Silverlight application to that website. So it's going to back to the solution and add a new project again. Silverlight application. I'll put this in Ctemp and we'll call it website. Did we call the other one app? Website app 2. Let's do that. Let's do that. And now we've got two Silverlight applications hanging off that website. I don't need the aspects page. And if we build, we should end up with two zaps in that client bin folder, as you can see. We've got two test pages to test them. So that's great. Let's go and look at both of these applications. Let's go to mainpage.xaml in website app 1. And we'll just make this website red or something, the Silverlight application red rather. And into the back of this, we'll put a button with content equals app 1. And we'll just say font size equals 24 and horizontal and vertical are centered. Okay, great. And all I want to do with this particular application, and in fact, I'm just going to copy that UI into the second application just so we've got something to look at in both cases. Let's go into our second app, take away the explicit width and height. And drop in a copy, except this one can be blue and it can say app 2. Great, so we've got those two things. What I want to do in both cases with these apps is go to references and add a reference to system.xml.link. So that's just an assembly, just as an example, that in Silverlight isn't built into the framework on the client machine and you have to ship with your application. So let's do that there. And similarly, let's go to website 2. Add a reference, system.xml.link. Let's build. Okay, so let's go and run up the Fiddler tool that shows us our HTTP traffic. And let's go back to Visual Studio and view this page in a browser. So we'll view that page in a browser. So there's application one, and let's view the second page. Hopefully, there's application two. And if we go back to Fiddler for a second and just pause this for a. Oops, excuse me. So if we get rid of a couple of traces that are not relevant, what we can see, of course, is that we went and requested the HTML page, we requested the zap, the second HTML page, the second zap. And if we look at the size of our zap, let's just see if I can get to the right inspectors on this thing. Looks like it was about 49K or something like that for that zap. And if we go back to Visual Studio, we'll see in both cases, let's just go to this client bin folder and open it in Windows Explorer and let's copy one of these things and just paste it. And let's rename it as a zip. So let's just go in there and rename it as a zip. And then let's just extract everything out of that zip. And hopefully then we've got a folder. And of course, what we've got in there is our assembly, which was 8K. And system.xml.link, which was 123K. So I just shipped 123K of system.xml.link because it isn't in the standard framework pieces that live on a client. You have to ship it with the app. And the exact same thing will be true for my second application. If we can just get back to that folder. I've lost it for a second. Let's just go back to that folder. What did I do? There we are. We've done that twice. You know, both these things are 49K when we zip them down. But we're actually paying a price for shipping system.xml.link twice, and not really a lot of point for that. So what we can do in Silverlight 3 is, if we go back to Visual Studio, let's just go and change a property on this project, where we can say, I want to reduce the zap size by caching framework extension assemblies. Now, this means framework extension assemblies means Microsoft assemblies. So what we'll do is we'll just tick that. And in fact, actually, before we do that, let's just not tick that for 1 second. Let me show you something else. If we go and take a look at the manifest for the application, what you'll see after that thing has been built, let me just go and show all folders here. Here's the manifest. You'll see that it says there is an assembly part, system.xml.link. If we go back to the option I was just about to tick in Visual Studio and say reduce application size, let's do that. Let's rebuild. Let's rebuild. And let's go back to that application manifest. And you'll see that it now says there is an external part to this application, which is coming from some Microsoft.com link. So let's close that. And let's do the same thing to website application 2. So let's go to this one, get its properties, reduce the zap size, rebuild. Okay, so now if we go back and view test page here in the browser, let's view this in the browser. Let me just clear my Fiddler trace for a second. Let's just get rid of everything here and get it to capture traffic again. Let's view this in the browser. Okay, so app is back doing what it did before. Let's go and view this in the browser. App is back doing what it did before. Let's go back to Fiddler and just stop capturing traffic. Let me just filter out the things that were nothing to do with what we were actually doing. Excuse me 1 second. I think that's probably it. Maybe that one needs to go. So what we can see this time is we went to my site for the HTML. We went for the JavaScript and the zap. If we look at the size of the zap, we should be able to see it was 3Ks, not 49Ks, 3Ks. And we should be able to see that on the disk if we go back to Visual Studio. Excuse me, not that window, this window here. Let's just go back over here and open folder. Notice our zaps now are 4K, not 49K. So they've shrunk significantly, absolutely significantly. Let's go back over here. But you'll notice that what was happening was that not only were we downloading our zap, we were also following a link to Microsoft.com. And we were downloading from download.microsoft.com. And you can see here's a very long link that we get to follow. And we're downloading system.xml.link.slvx. So what's happening now is instead of system.xml.link, which remember, we're only using that as an example here, when we tick that option in Visual Studio, what happens is that the framework and Silverlight are prepared to download this part of the application, this additional framework assembly that isn't yours but is a Microsoft thing, from Microsoft.com instead of downloading it as part of your Zap. Then when we came to the second zap here, again, you can see the download. But I think in this particular case, we didn't download this because we already had it and it was cached. So we got a not modified on it, and we didn't need to download it at all. So the second application, as you can see with a grayed out URL, didn't need to do that download at all. It just got a 304 not modified. So we actually won twice. We won for each of your zaps are now 4Ks, not 49K. And we only download system.xml.link once. We don't have to keep downloading it again and again. So a very simple option in Visual Studio and easy to set up. Obviously, you just go to properties and you can tick or not tick this. And that's what it does for you. It pulls down Microsoft assemblies from Microsoft.com as opposed to bundling them into your zap and inflating the size of every zap that's ever deployed. Now, at the time of recording the video, which is with the beta of Silverlight 3, this is only available for Microsoft assemblies. That may change as we head towards release. I don't know. It's a possibility, certainly something that customers have talked about. The other thing to say about it is that if you try to combine this feature with Silverlight applications out of the browser, you find that that doesn't work. So again, in the beta, that's something that doesn't work. That may change again, not too sure, as we head towards the release of Silverlight 3. So bear those two things in mind.